Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults can learn from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women might be nervous about losing as they get older, and even advice they have for us adults. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I'm on a mission to inject our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This pod is intended for mothers and daughters alike, and my hope is that you'll listen together, and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations. Every week, I'll interview a new fantastic young woman, talk about juicy topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, and then jump into our know-it-all segment, where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers. This podcast is our opportunity to offer a bridge between the generations, an opportunity for mothers and daughters to talk about something more than how school was today. It's a chance to really hear each other, whether you're 60 or 16. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Jackson, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really honored. I'm excited to dive in with you today.
I'm excited.
Before we get too deep in the topic, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 16 years old and I'm in 10th grade.
I feel like 10th grade, there's a lot on your plate in 10th grade.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Pulled in many directions. Okay, but we're just going to dive right in, okay?
All right.
You picked the topic of kindness is cool, and I loved that. What drew you to this topic?
Well, recently my friends have been telling me how confident I am going up to random strangers whenever I'm out and just complimenting them. And I didn't realize that that was a thing that other people don't do, because ever since I was young, my mom always said, if you have something nice to say, say it. It'll make someone's day, you know? So I always think if some random stranger came up to me and said they like my hair, that would kind of make my day. I would be very happy. So I like to do that for other people. If I know that I like their hair, I want them to know that I like their hair.
I love this. Is this like a practice that you do all the time?
Honestly, it's kind of a habit. I didn't even notice that it was like that much until my friend started bringing it up.
I love that. I love it. I think we live in a world that seems to be sometimes divisive and cancel culture. Why do you think people jump to judgment about a person or a situation rather than jump to understanding and kindness?
Probably,
I know that's an epic question.
Probably because they don't have all the facts and they know that they don't have all of the facts. So they don't want to assume that nothing happened, because if something happened, then it's worse to just let it be.
Why do you think people don't want to let things be?
Well, it's like being a bystander. Everyone tells us that that's bad. You know, like if you see someone getting bullied, you don't just stand by and watch it happen. And if they say, I wasn't bullying that person, but you saw it and you don't know for sure, you say, okay, well, don't say that anymore. How about that? And then you go on with your life.
Yeah, you step in. Do you think that... This seems basic, but do you think that kindness takes bravery?
No, I don't think so. I think kindness is something that you can do or just be. And I don't think it's brave to try and understand someone else's point of view or try and make their day better.
What are other ways that you see your community of friends or the world around you incorporate kindness as an action in life?
I would say Mostly because all of my time is spent either at school or at home. We help each other with our homework. If we see someone getting stressed, we offer like, hey, I can do this assignment for you, and then I can show you how to do it later so you know how to do the next one. Or I can help you with this paper because you don't really understand the intro, and I do, so I can help you.
Yeah, the sharing. I feel like that's something that seems to be a through line of like where I thrive and can pass that on. You feel, I'm sensing that you have this instinct that it's not, like you said earlier, it's a habit. It's not bravery. It's just become part of your life. Do you remember a time where you didn't have this a part of your life?
I
Kindness?
honestly don't think so. I can remember from a pretty young age, like standing up for people, just either because they were my friend or because the other person was being mean. I wouldn't let it happen.
How do you, if you were to tell someone who didn't have that kind of, I see it as courage, but didn't have it, that thing inside them that you have, like, how do you tell somebody, how do you teach someone else or empower someone else to practice those, to practice what you preach, to stand up for people? Is there something specific that you would say to someone to make those steps, to make those, to be the one who stands up for the bully, or for the, not for the bully, but against the bully?
I think it's kind of like the golden rule, like you treat others how you want to be treated. So I understand how they think it can be scary to like go up and talk to a new person and like stand up to them despite not knowing them at all. But if you were the one being bullied, you wouldn't want everyone to just like stand there and watch it happen. You wouldn't
Right.
deserve that. And the other person doesn't deserve that. So you should do something about it.
Like compelled to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always thought about how kind, the words kind and nice get thrown around together a lot. What do you think is the difference between nice and kind?
Being nice is societal politeness, making sure the other person doesn't think you're being mean or being anything but like polite, good to them. But being kind is actually having compassion for the other person or the situation or whatever you find yourself in.
Do you think that nice is performative?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I hear in the world of social media, and I don't know, do you have an, are you in the world of social media? Do you participate in social media?
Only a little bit. I mostly use social media to talk to my friends, but I didn't have it until last year, so I'm still not quite used to it.
Well, that's good. I don't think you, we just talked about self-care and how it's sometimes stepping away from social media can be the best. I don't know if that's, if you have to dive into social media, but I do think that there's a level of seeing kindness play out in that world. And I think because of the anonymity, kindness sort of gets lost in it. And this feeds into the next question. Have you practiced or been a recipient of what seems like a small act of kindness that has made a huge difference in your life or the person's life? And if so, will you tell me?
Well, I wasn't expecting this question.
No,
I
I know
can't think of
it's a
one.
okay, in
I
no pressure, we can always go on to something else.
have one. It was how I made my first friend at the high school that I'm currently at. She came up to me and she told me that she liked the pins on my backpack because it was from the show that we both watch. And we got to talking about it. And that small act of kindness made me my first high school friend.
I love that. It really is a tiny thing. And then it, like, think about the lifetime of friendship you'll have with her from that tiny exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It does make you, it does make you think, maybe I should do more of that in my life all the time, you know? Okay,
Yeah.
so for my final question about kindness in this part segment of the podcast. In your 16 years of life being human, what advice do you have to people to help them lean towards kindness?
I will say, I do understand how people can have anxiety around like going out of their way to do this thing because it feels almost embarrassing or just like scary to put yourself out there like that. But you always have to imagine it from the other person's perspective, or rather from your own perspective, if someone were to do it for you. Because when you think about it that way, you don't know their intentions. You just like the thing that they're doing. If they came up to you and they complimented your shoes and they just walked away, you would probably never see them again, but that would make your day. So going up to someone else and complimenting their shoes, it might seem scary at the time, but it'll make their day.
I love that. And, you know, I have to wonder if like what you're saying, like if you start with one thing, one compliment, does that build to the next level of kindness of one? It's like one compliment and then standing up for someone and then standing up for more and more. And I wonder if that just builds. Do you believe that kindness builds?
Is that? I think it does. I think being outwardly kind and inwardly kind are kind of different, because inwardly kind is just being compassionate, but outwardly kind is doing something with that. And so being outwardly kind is kind of a skill that you can build up. And if you get more used to it, then it's just easier to do.
Do you practice kindness towards yourself?
I think so.
It's like a journey, right? I imagine. Yeah. Okay. So you're really eloquent and you speak so beautifully. I feel like I could ask you all these questions over and over again, but it is time to switch gears and go into the second part of the segment, or the second part of the podcast. Now we jump in to the know-it-all segment. I feel like we're often called know-it-alls, and I think there's a very good chance that you might indeed know it all. So what is your superpower at this stage in your life?
My superpower right now is being incredibly self-aware.
Can you expand on that a little for me?
All right. So when I was in elementary school and middle school, I didn't have the best social skills. I still kind of don't. However, I now understand, one, why I was acting that way, two, how that affected other people, and three, what I can do now to like be better.
That is a very good superpower. What don't you want to lose when you get older, or when you become an adult?
My creativity. I've already lost a little bit of it, but I don't think that's quite a big deal, because as my art teacher always says, imagination is having a thought and creativity is sharing it with the world.
Wow, that's great. That is great advice. How do you feel like you've lost it already? What does that look like for you?
I have many, many ideas, and I always have, and they're great ideas, but sometimes I just don't share them with the world. I don't write them down anywhere. I don't do anything with them, and then they're gone because I forget.
They're just gone into the... Yeah, but it's weird to think that you might have these incredible ideas and then they're lost. I wonder if they come back in some other form.
Sometimes. A lot of my ideas are about plots and things.
You should write them down.
But some of my ideas are like inventions or concepts that could be a thing. Like just earlier today, I had an amazing idea for the concept of a TV show. Not the plot, just the concept.
You got to write it down. You're right.
I probably should.
Yeah. That is something that I think as an adult, you have to keep cultivating, part of practice. Okay, next question. What do you understand that adults don't think you do?
How my actions and the paths I choose to take will affect my future. I understand those quite well, and I think about it often, but most adults think that I haven't thought things through. For example, if I say, I want to dye my hair, they'll say, no, don't do that, you'll damage it. Well, I've already thought of that. I want to dye my hair regardless. I've already thought through all of the reasonings and actions or and effects that my actions will have. And I have chosen what I want to do based on weighing those pros and cons. But they think that I just had the idea and want to do it without considering anything.
I think that's definitely a through line among brilliant teen girls like yourself. My last question for you is, what advice do you give to your future self?
Be yourself and try to be yourself, because anything else probably won't do you anything good.
I think that is great. It's like simply stated, beautifully put. I really appreciate you talking with me today, Jackson.
I really like talking with you.
You know, you have insight and it's really refreshing. And I really am grateful for you sharing your wisdom. Honestly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.